JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we highlight the JSIF's Alternative Livelihood and Skills Development Animation Project. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we travel all the way to Central Jamaica. Seventeen young people from communities in Kingston and St. Andrew and St. James recently completed training in animation under a $9 million training project. The beneficiaries, ages 17 to 35, received certificates of achievement in basic animation following a six-month course.
We assure you that in grasping this opportunity to develop the skills that you have now earned through hard work and dedication, you will now be afforded options for employment, for furthering your education.
Managing Director of JSIF, Scarlett Gillings, speaking at the recent graduation ceremony. The training was conducted on the JSIF's Alternative Livelihood and Skills Development Animation Project in partnership with Real Rock GSW Animation Limited, the Professional Development Institute, Girlstown, and the University of the West Indies Western Campus. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the country's development over the next 17 years. The goal is to move Jamaica to developed country status by 2030. This will then enable the country to be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
If a short circuit, start a fire. Jump up, quick, turn off the breaker. Electric sockets can shock and kill. So keep on wet hands away from them. Very important, don't bridge light. That can cause a fire, day or night. So no make nobody tell you about free light. That no value more than house and life.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
And here's a glimpse of Jamaica.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some boats, some little boats, and we'd drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat on the sea. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we used to do.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024.
The Jamaica Information Service and Scotiabank want you and your loved ones to stay safe this festive season. Always have your keys in hand when approaching your vehicle, especially at night. This will prevent unwanted delay caused by searching for your keys. Also, scan the interior of your car to be sure that no one is hiding inside. Try as best as possible to shop and walk in groups, as this lowers your risk of being targeted by robbers.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy, but I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody, no hand outside the window, no head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Special thanks to Joel Samuels, our engineer. Remember, you can join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, wishing for you and yours a safe and prosperous holiday.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.